Good evening. This is Michael Novick, the treasurer at KPFK, local station board member of the National Finance Committee. I was asked by Brian, the chair of the committee, to chair in his absence until at least he can join the call. This is the Tuesday, June 10th, 2014 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. And secretary can call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Adriana Casanav.
Here.
Brian Edwards Teekers. Marcus Jeter.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Manny Jusaba. Raul Salvador. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
That's seven. We have a quorum.
Okay. The agenda that was distributed earlier, I guess I can read it, the roll call, agenda review and approval, minutes approval, report from the chief financial officer, if any. There's a motion that was forwarded to us from the Pacifica National Board on March 13th regarding the presence of... There's a lot of scratching online. Is that me or somebody else? There's a motion forwarded to us by the PNB at their March 13th meeting regarding HR attorneys at meetings dealing with personnel issues, a financial statement review that these treasurers asked to try to get as up-to-date financial reports as possible, discussion of the budget timeline and amendment if it's moved, any new business, there's one new business item.
There's a lot of background talking, somebody.
I'm not sure if that's a response to something that's being said or just talking to someone else. Last item on the agenda was new business. There's a motion from Lydia Brazon regarding budgeting of the PNB meeting expenses. I believe that's regarding who pays for the travel of directors to the national meetings and their face-to-face meetings. And just a reminder that we have set up meetings for the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, and so there's no item on setting additional meetings because we're just going to keep to that schedule. We'll be meeting again 2 weeks from tonight. So is there a motion to approve the agenda or to amend it?
I'd like to add an item to the agenda, if I may. This is Marcus.
Sure.
I'm told that there is a new position called controller at the national office. And I'd like to find out, you know, more about this new development, who the person is, and what their function is within the organization.
Okay. Any objections to adding that to the agenda? Do you want that under new business or somewhere earlier?
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Yeah, hi. Except that just to not characterize it as a new position, it always existed. So, that's
okay.
It. All right. So, I'm assuming he means that maybe it was newly filled or refilled or whatever.
Okay.
Point of order?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, nobody's made a motion to adopt the agenda yet, so would somebody please...
Don't move.
Right, I'm sorry, I asked for a motion or any amendments, and so...
So you got amendments for a motion.
He wants an additional item. Right. Does that have to be seconded to add to the agenda?
No, that has to be seconded. I just need
okay,
to have somebody...
Okay, so I was asking if there are any objections to adding that to the agenda.
Well, okay. Is
new business?
Mr. Chair,
this is Lydia. I move to adopt the agenda.
As amended?
As amended.
Okay. Any objection to the agenda as amended?
There is right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
Who's speaking?
R. Paul.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so could I have a wording on exactly what this is we're adding and where?
I believe we're adding under new business an item seeking explanation of the role of the controller in the national office. It would be 8B or something. That marking that your intention.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So it would be to add under new business a question about controller at the national office. That it's controll or comp.
I think it's usually spelled MP, but I think they spell it CONT.
Well, okay. So. All right. So I'll have it as controller, TROLLER. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So any objection to the motion to approve the agenda as amended? Okay. In that case, the next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes that R. Paul posted as draft minutes. To the Yacht Group. Is there a motion?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
I move to approve the minutes from May 28th.
Hello, manager. I'm on the call. I'm sorry. I'm traveling.
Okay, welcome, manager. We just approved the agenda so far. We're about to approve the minutes on a motion from Barbara.
Okay.
Any objections to approving the minutes?
Hold, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Could I note that we have three sets of minutes right now?
Okay,
please
do. All right.
We have minutes for February 25th, March 11th, and May 28th.
Okay, so what's the standard of the body? Do only people who are on the meetings previous, yes, I think maybe the February minutes were an earlier iteration of the committee? Is that right?
Well, if the basic thing is everybody gets to vote on everything.
Okay.
However,
right.
A lot of the time, people who weren't at the meetings don't bother because
right.
They weren't there.
Right. Okay, so
I was only moving to approve the May 28th. I haven't really looked at the other two. I usually abstain if I haven't read them. I don't know if you want someone to move to approve all three at once. If there's somebody who would like to do that, I withdraw my motion.
Okay. Anybody else like to make a motion to approve all three?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, I move to approve all three sets of minutes.
Okay, are there any objections to approving the 3 minutes that Oswald just mentioned from February, March, and May? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. I guess our call can shift them from draft to the minutes file. Item 4 on the agenda is the report, if any, from the Chief Financial Officer. I couldn't quite tell if I heard a present when Raul's name was called or not.
I believe he is not in town.
Okay.
Family funeral.
Okay. So that's assuming no report. These meetings seem to crank along. item 5, unless there's some questions regarding that, would be the March 15th motion that was made to the P&B and forwarded by the P&B to the Finance Committee and I think the Personnel Committee, and Lydia posted the exact language to the list. It says that the March 13th P&B meeting, the following motion was referred to both the Personnel and Finance Committees, moved in HR, Human Resources Employment Attorney, must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions. Thank you. Lydia, did you want to speak to that?
Yes. The motion seems overly broad. We have found in the past with HR consultation fees and those of attorney. So, you know, the other committee, I think personnel can probably work out this. But there are aspects of this that are relevant. There's an echo that answers it. I'm trying. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, just barely. I think you need to speak up, or I don't know if you're on
Right, okay. Well, if you can hear me. Oh, no, I'm not on a speaker. Okay,
no.
Well, anyway. So the issue was, what are the relevant, we don't have to decide this tonight because I think it has to be crafted, and I think it would be best once our CFO is back and on the call so he can look into the arrangement that we have with HR. But just to say that HR would attend all of our discussions, right, could be very costly. I mean, it needs to be specific. For example, would it be just when we're hiring, firing, or evaluating, search? You know, there's a lot of categories. And then what are the financial restraints? So something that the finance committee can craft to say anything beyond a certain amount by, let's say, a committee. Let's say the personnel committee would be the one most likely to take advantage of it. That there would be some criteria so that it's not so open-ended that all of a sudden we get, you know, a $50,000 bill for having attended all of the personnel committee meetings, which largely deal with personnel. So so that was it. But again, given that the CFO is not on the call and probably has not had time to look into it, I would be fine if we all just give it some thought so we can consider it at our next meeting. So this is a motion to postpone to our next meeting.
Okay. Discussion of that motion or the usual motion? If any of the directors want to call on and say something about it? Or?
Yeah, this is Jim. I just have a couple questions. Is there a formal motion that's been presented? That'd be the first thing. And secondly, is this, my impression was that it was only for the PNB meetings. Was this meant so that any committee of the PNB can request an HR person to sit in at any time?
Well, I didn't make the motion, but that was my concern, was that it was very vague. So the motion itself that was brought to the PNB was an HR employment attorney, so these are at attorney rates, must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussion. But it's unclear whether it's, since we have a personnel committee that mostly deals with that, if that would include it, that would make the most sense for us as you embark on an evaluation or on a search for either CFO or ED. And so it only makes sense that it would probably be that committee, but which is part of the board. So all of that is vague. And then at what point do you bring them in to the board discussion, the global discussion or specific discussions with some criteria? So I made the motion to refer both to finance for obvious reasons and to personnel. And also not all HR, I mean our actual HR professionals that have been employed in the past at Pacifica have not been attorneys. But there is an HR attorney right now with a firm that we're using on a consultation basis. But those limitations, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that contract.
It seems like at that time when we can't keep the lights on and the chairs filled, it's difficult to hire expensive outside contractors like that.
All right, the motion on the floor at the moment is Lydia's motion to postpone consideration of this, of the motion that was read to the next meeting of the committee.
Tony, put a stop.
Go ahead, Tony.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I was present when they made this vote. I would support the tabling and postpone it. In fact, I think it's a dilatory motion. I mean, the board and the PNB at any time can call an HR attorney or the HR firm to consult with them. I mean, to pass such a motion is obstructionist for the board to require. I mean, the board would have the discretion to bring on an attorney, an HR expert, anytime they would like. So to set such a motion in place, I think, is an obstructionist tactic.
All right, well, I'll take that as supporting the motion to postpone consideration. And
that's what I said. That's what I said at the top of the hour. That's what I said. Yeah.
So is there anybody who objects to postponing consideration of that motion?
Mark Ball would like to be on staff.
Okay. Go ahead, Art Paul.
Yeah. Well, about it being vague, I see that it says to provide legal counsel to the board, which means the PNB. It doesn't say board committees, so I don't think it's that vague. And it's certainly not dilatory for this committee since it's been referred here. I mean, you could certainly, you could argue anything being dilatory at the PNB meeting, but here it's not dilatory to have it because the PNB is affected here. So, either way. Now, in terms of the postponement, I wouldn't object to that because we just had this brought to us now. We can certainly consider that for the next 2 weeks and think about it. So, so for the motion to postpone, sure, why not? I don't object.
Okay, so is there anybody objecting to Lydia's motion to postpone further consideration of this motion to our next meeting? Maybe we can have some kind of action item that the chair would inquire of the CFO or what the costs associated with this might be, or someone will check with the current HR attorney we have contact with.
This is Lydia.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think once the CFO is back, I can resend it to him, but he's probably... we'll see this anyway, which I already put that in what I wrote earlier.
Okay, all I'm saying is that it would be useful to have some more specific information on the bus by the next meeting.
Oh, okay. I'll be happy to read forward it to the CFO and give him a call that it's there.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, that people feel we can move on without objection on that item, it's postponed for next meeting, and we'll try to get information regarding the possible costs of implementation if it's adopted. Okay, hearing no objection, I guess that's what we'll do. Financial statement review is the next item on our agenda. I think a couple of statements were forwarded.
Oh, they were?
I thought there was something from WBAI. Am I seeing something from BAI?
Yep.
Back to my own email.
A narrative type report.
What's that? A short report about WBAI's finances from
October. It was a narrative, not a, financial.
Yeah, right. I think I sent something in, too, regarding KCFK, which is also a narrative saying that we have no financials, essentially. Yes. Did you want to give the gist of your communication for the stream?
Okay, I'll do that. Over here.
June 6th.
Yeah. Yes, this was sent to the committee, so it hit the committee on June 6th, so you can follow along. Basically, on May 27th, the general manager of BAI noted that we owed the May rent on the Empire State Building, 2 months for City College, 3 months at 388 Atlantic, which is where we have our offices. However, BAI received a $15,000 grant, and the manager said we were expecting another $26,000 annuity. At that date, there was $13,000 in the bank, and he was expecting to pay the Empire State Building at the end of May and be current for 2 days. And the current on-air fundraiser is extended for 2 weeks. And basically, now some of the news there is a few days old, so I'll go to something else here. After 36 days of pitching, our tally is at $408,199. Our daily pitch rate is just a little over 60% of what's budgeted. And that's why the thon has gone to 36 days and is continuing on through that. The goal for this thon was $470,500, and we're at $410 by now. And so we have another $60,000 to raise. So it's a very, very difficult thon that we're in the midst of. And it's quite a problem. We're also not getting information out of management as much as we'd like. And that's a little bit of a problem. The local finance committee has strongly urged him to come to the next meeting so that he can talk to us and give us more information directly. And so that's basically it. I believe our Empire State Building arrears problem is, better. And the thon is going along, but there's a trend I'm noticing, which is that it's making less and less. Of the 36 days, only one day exceeded the goal, the $18,820 a day goal. And the in the past week, we've had mostly four-figure days under $10,000. So I think a part of it is that we are pitching very long, and we are really hammering the listeners we have, and we're reaching a diminishing returns situation. So that's all I have.
Any questions? Any questions to our Paul regarding WBAI?
Barbara with a question.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious how pledges are handled. Do you have volunteers answering calls by listeners, or what's going
on? There's a call center. People call the number 212-209-2950 if anybody listening on the street would like to contribute. And this goes to a call center, and that call center has people who take it. I am told by management that we have to do it this way because the law requires that we not have people just writing this down on pieces of paper, which is what we've been doing. And we've had the call center going on for more than a year and a half, I think, something like that, maybe longer than that. Year and a half, something like that, since around Superstorm Sandy knocking everything out, we've been doing a call center. And there had been some concerns raised under the old system about people maybe having the capacity to, get people's credit card numbers and stuff out. And so with this, there's a professional company that does it. People sit at a computer and type stuff in, and they're not allowed to have paper or pens or anything near them, and so they can't write stuff down. We have a call center. We no longer have the volunteers coming in to take the calls.
So all the calls are being taken by the center?
As far as I know, that is the case.
Well, and as I understand it, another requirement is fulfilled, that the company is bonded.
Yeah, this is a professional company that does this. This is what they do. So as far as I know, they're bonded. They're a professional company that takes phone calls for exactly this type of thing. And they have, you know, clients, plural.
I have a question, Paul. Do you know if the company is paid by the call or by the amount of time that they're available to answer the calls or for the length of the phone calls?
Okay. As far as I know, they're paid a basically a lump sum. We estimate how much of a load they'll have to deal with, and a price is arrived at, and they're paid that. And that's how that works. We have in the past gotten some information on it. I remember $15,000 being one of the prices, and I would have to dig in to find the exact document with that in it right now. I suppose I could do that, or I could just write that in an email to the committee.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I was asking, lengthening the drive-in does not increase the cost to us?
It may. I'm not totally sure about that. I should think it probably would. On the other hand, I'm not sure by how much, and I don't know if management really only contracted for like a 4-week thon in this case,
mm-hmm.
since we haven't had a thon that wasn't extended for a couple of years now. So I will look this up and see if I can find it out, and I will send that information to the committee.
Thank you. Other questions? Other stations have anything to report? If we can go around the geography, WPSW has any financial information to share?
Yep, had to unmute. Hi, sure, this is Marcus. We had a successful drive, went on for 3+ weeks. We were able to raise over $300,000, which is really great for us. And so things are looking positive. We've also had several fundraisers and more to come. So I think things are on the move with the as far as raising money and keeping our head above water, actually making some progress. We still have challenges with on an administrative level. We still have challenges in how bills are being paid. Apparently, we still do not have access to Great Plains. We are utilizing the business manager in Houston. And that's proving to be a bit of a challenge, as it's hard to get information from. I believe her name is Markeisha. I've made several calls to her, and our general manager's indicated she's having problems getting information, getting basic reports on what's being paid. So we look forward to some resolution on that matter, which is why I was hoping the CFO was here. But overall, we're on the move, and I think things are, we've definitely turned the corner, and things are trending upwards.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for BSW?
This is Lydia.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Okay. So this is just in general. I had to get off the phone for a minute, so it might have already been asked, but do people have a sense of whether they'll have the money to cover the portion of the election if we want to hold them?
You said they're asking the elections?
Yeah. How are the stations prepared? I assume they're all budgeted, the elections are budgeted, but I would expect that that's not a priority expenditure versus other needs in stations. So how is that the stations, I think?
I didn't really fully understand the question. It's a little, you know, being a little inaudible, but if I get it, we'll have an election. Each station has to fund their election, and as far as I know, we'll be able to do that, given our current financial trajectory.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So I suspect that the answer to WBAI would be no, and it sounds like the answer to PFW is yes.
I mean, it would be a question. It would be something that would be, you know, looking at the numbers. I'm not management, so I can't say what management may or may not do. However, looking at the numbers, it would certainly be a financial stress for BAI to have to do it at this point. But, you know, who knows? In another few weeks or less, well, a few weeks, we have another thon coming up in the summer, so who knows?
Sure. I'll call myself the expectation, because I am on the Elections Committee, National Elections Committee, the PMB, and we're, since we still have not yet hired a National Election Supervisor, which is the first thing that has to happen to begin the elections process, and then much as 90 days before taking nominations after that in order to hire local election supervisors. We're assuming that the process of the elections is going to run into the next fiscal year, because the last time we had elections, which was in 2012, NES was hired, I think, middle of June. The election nomination process began August 1st, and the elections ran into actually the next calendar year. So I think the assumption is that probably some money from this year's budget might be necessary, and then additional expenses can be budgeted in the fiscal year 2015 budgets that we're trying to come up with in the next few months. Additional questions for Washington?
I have a question about whether or not the Elections Committee, I heard that there was some discussion of not hiring a national election supervisor, but just having stations hire their own election supervisor to cut down on the budget for the whole election.
What we talked about was seeing if we could find volunteer or nonprofit organizations that might do the local supervising, which would cut down on the expenses, but I don't think we discussed not having a national supervisor. I think there's a question as to whether we want to have a national balloting company in addition to the supervisor, or return to the status quo ante before we had that company. But the National Elections Committee set up a cost-cutting and a timeline working group to look at both of those questions. But the next meeting is the 17th, I believe. Yeah. June 17th, a week from today, would be the next meeting of the Elections Committee. Hopefully some of those work groups are reported back. We're trying to see if there are either political science departments at, you know, campuses, or League of Women Voters, or similar organizations that might do some of the local supervision instead of hiring paid local supervisors.
Well, I know that KPFA has some funds in our budget for elections, mm-hmm. but I'm not prepared to say how much or what to think about
sure.
these various possibilities.
Okay. If there are no further questions for Washington, is there any financial documents or financial statement from KPFT, Houston?
Yeah, the in the last month, I emailed out what we get on a monthly basis at the LSP meeting. It's a year-to-date short form of the Excel spreadsheet, and then it shows income and expense per month.
And I'm sorry, can you repeat that last statement?
And, also, the month's expenses and revenue that same format of spreadsheet.
You're breaking up a lot, at least for me, Jim. I don't know if other people are having the same problem.
We have the as a copy of the expense out on May 29th. A sheet that has the year, the budget year on one with the revenue versus, and then on the other side it revenue to expenses, and it out to the other every meeting, because our meeting before closed, the monthly is always about a month what we have.
Manager, I just was dropped off to call again, and I'm coming back.
This real market standpoint, but it's pretty well shot to get any CPB funding. Think as far as
Jim is enormously broken up over here.
Yeah, are people on the speakerphone? Because I have a hard time understanding.
I'm on a handset phone right now. Is that still broken up?
It's better
now.
Go ahead. It's better now.
Okay. As far as any, you know, we do have election expenses budgeted, but, we had expectations that the prior CPB funding would come through. Without that happening, we're pretty well gutting the existing budget that we have. So to say that we have, cash for the elections, I'll say as it's budgeted. We had a fund drive with an expectation of $300,000. We came in at about $250,000, and that was saved quite a bit by a large increase in donations in the last week. All in all, we felt good about the end of the revenue totals that we did have. And right now, we're just trying to keep our expenses as low as we can for going forward based on a severely reduced revenue, and that's KPFT.
Any questions for Jim? I haven't been able to open that document. For some reason, I'm having trouble with my. It only comes up in Yahoo groups, not as a separate attachment, and it doesn't want to open up in Yahoo groups. Have people seen the document?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, Jim. I did not open it up.
I have it as a title, KPFT 314 Budget V, but I can't. It's a PDF, but I can't seem to get to it right now. If anybody else can.
Yeah, I can see it.
So any questions regarding it? Or anybody else from Texas want to comment?
Okay, I'm looking through this fast here. There's a deficit one way or another here, it looks like.
Right.
Okay.
There's one. We are, for about the last 18 months, have been in the process of putting together the capital campaign for the antenna. And on the full budget that we've been working under for the last 2 years, we have a restricted, I'm looking down here, the $200,000 restricted contribution special projects that we have $200,000 in prospective revenue and then the expense off by $200 improvements, the main budget for the transmitter. And so all of these budgets or all of these sheets, like you have in front of you, R. Paul, they will all carry a $200,000 deficit because it shows the unrestricted special projects, which we have not raised yet, but then it doesn't have an offsetting total category. And so all of the ones that we get for the year to date, those always show, you really have to take off that $200,000 to the to the deficit. So we
that money is there, but it doesn't. I'm sorry, that money is there, but it doesn't show up. The money is there, but it doesn't show up. This is Michael Novick asking. The money is there, but it doesn't show up.
No. The money is budgeted as collected, but there is no money because we haven't collected it yet.
Ah, I see.
But you still do have $200,000 unrestricted, a restricted fund.
No, that is a budgeted amount that we have not collected.
Oh, I thought it was
budget. Our budget shows that we have $200,000 in the bank for the tower. Or that's our expected income for this year for the transmitter. But our capital campaign, we just started it, and we probably will not get any through donations until the fall at the earliest. And so we'll be carrying this $200,000 deficit on this short sheet that you have in front of you. It doesn't show up as a deficit on the full Excel budget because it is netted out by a $200,000 capital gain in the transmitter that's on the main large Excel budget.
Okay, so does that mean in the end, there's a surplus of about $5,000 or $6,000? Is that what I'm seeing? In other words, you came out.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
On the year to date through March 20. Yes, that's correct.
What's not clear to me is you're saying money hasn't been collected, nor has it been spent. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. No, it's a net out on our budget.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, until we actually get it, our capital has been delayed, and so we thought it was going to get rolling last fall, and it hasn't. And so it's really only started recently.
Okay.
But we've had that in the budget, and so there was a $200,000. Revenue and a $200,000 in the expenses that just net out, and we don't have the money, and we don't have the transmitter. So, that's
question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know there's an FCC thing going on here, and you have to. There's some issue about you have to bring the signal up to full power for at least a short bit of time. And do you know what the deadline is for that?
I don't know. I think we're going for an extension.
And I think I can't really recite the rule. I think it's 70% per day, something of that sort. And that's something that the engineers are working on, whether we can do that.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, I guess I'll report for KPFK. As I sent on the list, we haven't seen financials really since essentially the end of the first quarter, December 31st. At that time, the station was showing a modest operating surplus. The only unit that was at that point. I got some figures for January that were very hard to read. They were just in a PDF format, and the categories and lines didn't correspond, but essentially they showed a deficit, operating deficit at that point through January 31st of this year. We haven't gotten any other financials, either in spreadsheet or any other form since then, and I have questions about the January document, which I've posed a couple of times to the controller and to Mika Miller and our general manager, but I never really got a reply on it. It looked to me like our expenses for the month of January were well over budget, and the income was well under, and the difference, the operating deficit just for that month, did not seem to match up with the operating deficit for the 4 months. Cumulative that I got, but I haven't seen a specific monthly financial for any month after December 31st. We currently don't have a business manager. There's someone, I'm not sure if he's on loan from the national office, who's doing some work in our business office. He hasn't been able to get me the financials yet. He's been trying to work with the national office to do that, but it hasn't happened yet. The last fund drive we had came in under expectations. We raised about, I think, $685,000. I think that's in pledges, not necessarily in fulfillment. And so the plan is to start our summer fund drive early. I believe July 22nd is the current date. That's basically the date was chosen on analysis of the anticipated cash flow, meaning we can meet our payroll, through that period of time, and then you need to start bringing in some money. So that fund drive is scheduled to start in August, but it's starting, I guess, at least 10 days early. And ahead of the last few fund drives we have done in synchronicity with KTFA, but this one's going to have to start sooner. And my expectation is that we're still in deficit compared to the budget. But the only documents I've had at this point, besides what I just sent, is I got kind of the check register for a local account that does not show payroll or anything. That is basically just expenses to pay for premiums and office supplies and utility bills and like that. So it's hard to reconstruct much of anything from that. The other piece of news on this front is that our local station board did pass a motion I made to create a development task force. We discussed it with the interim general manager, Richard Brodsky. He's, thinks it's a good idea. We're working on it. We've been broadcasting requests of people might be interested in joining such a task force, and we've been reaching out to different individuals with nonprofit development experience. We anticipate creating the task force at the beginning of July and starting to do more off-air fundraising, directed giving campaigns. And I think the general idea is that we would try to raise some seed money that would enable us to get professional consultants on. I think there's a...
This is Manijay again. I was dropped off and I'm coming back again.
Okay.
Sorry, I had that connection.
Sure. the national proposal, I think, to have a consultant who can work with all five stations, archives, and maybe the national office on legacy giving. I think people include the stations of Pacifica or the archives in their wills. And so one idea we have is to raise some money from major donors to help pay for our share of that, and also for some social media fundraising training. That would, you know, both of those would have a trained component for the local station board to engage in some of that. The idea being that the money that people donate to kick off those things would be seed money and enable us to raise more money off air. I think all the stations, at least I've heard from, are having the same problem that our Paul talked about, a sort of diminishing returns. The longer the fundraise goes, the more frequently it happens, the harder it is to raise money on air. So we're hoping to get that development task force off the ground within the month and go about beginning to raise more money off air. So I'm sorry I don't have any concrete figures for people, but I think it's safe to assume that we're currently over budget on our expenses and under budget on our income without having any details to offer people. So any questions?
This is Jim. Do you know which expenses you're over budget on?
Well, I think we're probably over budget on payroll because the NFC approved budget essentially, PNB approved budget, I guess I should say, had the elimination of three full-time equivalents. And our previous general manager, Bernard Duncan, eliminate one position that was kind of an at-will employee. And we've been functioning since January. We've had a business manager, so that might be the second one, but there are no other reductions that I'm aware of in either hours or personnel. So my assumption would be that the payroll expenses are going to be higher than were budgeted for the year as a whole. And as I say, the last fund drive was under expectations. The general manager was talking about having an 18-day, I think, fund drive coming up, but I think that's probably over-optimistic on the length of time necessary to raise the funds. So I think if we're starting early, we're probably ending when it was originally going to end. That would be my bet, but I could be wrong. Unless, as I say, this effort to start off-air fundraising is instantly successful, which, since it's not designed to start off paying immediate expenses, I think that also would be beyond expectations for what it can do. I don't have, we haven't gotten a spreadsheet, as I say, number 31st, and I can't give you chapter and verse on how any individual budget item compares to what's been budgeted.
Well, this is Barbara. I guess I'm next.
Can I ask a question? This is Manijay.
Sure.
Is it possible when people give us budgets, you know, then they give us reports and their budget and all that. I don't have the budget that is being, the budgets that are being discussed in front of me because I haven't been able to access them. But is it possible to have a column that says what was projected so we know we have that frame of reference in front of us, this was the projection and this is where we are in terms of expenses and revenues and everything. So we can have a better understanding at each time when we're looking at this budget. Is it possible to have...
Yeah, that would be... Yeah. Mm-hmm. The approved budgets are on the Yahoo group.
I believe it's filed. It's posted in the file section. So you can look back at what was approved for the year.
I understand, but is it easier on us? Because, for example, for me, I'm not a person who has any expertise in this area, and also I'm doing other things, so I don't have the presence of mind at all time to check all of these things. But if people who are reporting, if they open another column, which when they are reporting, it says this was projected for every item. They said this was the projection. This is
normally,
seconds or whatever. So we see the projections or the budgets that were set up, and then compare it to what we are being given as what has been happening, if it's possible.
Yeah, yes, it is. Normally, when we get the spreadsheets month by month, it compares the year-to-date under the budget and the year-to-date actuals and that month. But we haven't got, that's what I'm trying to say, we have not gotten any spreadsheet version of anything at KPFK since December 31st. So that's going on 6 months at this point without any monthly financials that would do that comparison that you're talking about.
Yeah, for 8 months, KPFK has not given spreadsheets?
We would probably, at this point in June, we would have had, normally we would have had them through May. We haven't gotten anything since December. You know, the last spreadsheet figures we got were through the first quarter, October, November, December, first quarter of the fiscal year. We haven't gotten any spreadsheets since then, nothing for January, nothing for February, March, April, May.
Yeah.
So those 5 months, I can't give you any details. Normally, it would be in a spreadsheet that would show you the budgeted and the year-to-date actuals, and I haven't seen anything like that.
So I'm hearing correctly that this is KPFK, the LA station.
Yes, that's right. This is Michael Novick, I'm the treasurer.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what I've been told as far as the assistance you get from the national office, they did post the position of business manager, but apparently not on either the KPFK or Pacifica websites. They do not have an opening posted, but the opening was sent out, and I think they're getting some applicants for the position of business manager. We don't currently have a business manager. The person who's in there is primarily trying to still, I think, bring all the data for the previous fiscal year corrected and completed to submit for the audit. And the national office is also putting its time into that as well. That's what I've been told. So they don't have time to produce the current financials, apparently.
But is it...
Hopefully that will correct itself.
This is...
I have something to report on that.
Can I have a follow-up to this? And do you know why we have not been getting financial statements and spreadsheets from KPFK? What's the problem there? I'm sorry if I'm asking very, dumb questions, but I don't know them, and I just want to understand what's going on.
Well, I can just repeat what I just said. We don't have a business manager. We haven't had a business manager since January. There's a person in there who's kind of filling in the business office, but he's been mostly occupied with corrections and backfilling the previous year's budget figures according to the instructions he got from the controller.
You haven't had people there for how many, since when? You haven't had somebody since when? You said since January, but also it seems that from what you just said, there have been problems before that as well when you had somebody?
I can't speak to all of that. We used to get financials on a regular basis. There might be some errors. We would try to correct them. The last financials we got were when the business manager was still here. We got financials through December 31st. Those incorporated into a document that went out from the National Finance Committee for the first quarter of the fiscal year for the whole network, the whole foundation. At that point, through December 31st,
KPFK had a small operating surplus, and the figures for the cumulative figures that we got in the form of a PDF through January showed an operating deficit for the 4 months, and those are the last figures I've seen.